Position one.
When you're ready, Diana.
You're recording.
Okay, we're going to bring this meeting to order on Tuesday, June 4th, 2019, at 4 p.m. Can we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We're going to have a roll call. Gary?
Ken?
Here.
Richard? Roy?
Here.
Joe?
Here.
Wes is not here.
Hello, Richard.
Hello.
Okay, now we're going to do an introduction of the guest and port staff. We'll start with the port staff. We'll start in the back with Danielle. Please, Danielle.
Danielle Shepherd, administrative assistant.
Travis Webster, harbor master.
Gary Dillinger, port manager.
Kim Boom, financial officer.
Ken Range, commissioner.
Roy Davis, commissioner.
Joe Spear, commissioner.
Let's start with
you. Connie Hessman, CPA from Coos Bay, auditor of the Port of Brookings Harbor.
Thank you for coming today.
Yes.
John Hessman, administrative assistant to Connie.
Thank you for coming today.
Okay. Yuri Hartung, assistant to Sharon Hartung.
Sharon Hartung.
Hey, Richard. Could you introduce yourself?
Hello.
Could you introduce yourself, Richard?
I'm Richard Heath, Port Commissioner.
Thank you, Richard. Okay, we have one modification of the agenda as written, and the manager, Gary, has requested that we add an action item C, surplus equipment. The topic vessel, can you go? A wooden sailing vessel that has been in our yard for quite a while. So we're going to add that action item C as requested by the manager, Gary Dillinger. Can we get a motion to amend the agenda with that addition of item C for action items?
I make a motion to amend the agenda, action item C. How's that sound, Roy?
Good.
Second.
Roll call, Gary?
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yeah.
Roy?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Okay, at this point in time, if any of the commissioners have any conflict of interest with this agenda, please address that at this time. Ken?
No.
Joe?
No.
Roy? No. Richard?
No.
Okay, all commissioners have nothing to declare as a conflict of interest of this agenda. So can we get an approval of the agenda as amended?
I make a motion we approve the agenda as amended.
Can I get a second? Joe?
I second it.
Gary? Roll call, please.
Roy?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Okay, I do not have any public comments before me at this moment. We have a small crowd. If there are any public comments, we'll surely call and let you speak. So we're going to move on to action items. That would be action item A, the CPA audit report, fiscal year 2017 through 18. Ellie, would you like to...
By me.
Okay, this is the financial audit, financial annual report for the Port of Brookings Harbor for the year ended June 13th, 2018. There is a, on page I, there's a table of contents. The introductory section, I think, is the meat of the audit. The transmittal letter is about 7 pages long. It's really important to read it, especially the last few pages, because it shows the economic factors that the port is facing and the things that they need to get their head wrapped around. How are we going to find resources to take care of this? The financial statement itself shows what your cash balance was almost 1 year ago. It shows what your activities were almost 1 year ago. So I'm thinking the transmittal letter is most important today. In that introductory section, this was prepared by Kim. It is not audited by me. However, I do look at it just to make sure the facts and figures are correct, and I didn't find any problems. Elected Board of Commissioners, administration, court organization chart. The biggest section, the financial section, I issued two reports. I issued an independent auditor's report with a clean opinion, which means that your financial statements are materially stated, which means all of your balances are materially correct. Your checking account can be traced to the bank statement. Your revenues can be traced. Your expenses can be traced. It's all materially correct. Anything immaterial, we're talking, you know, $500. I don't look for $500 when you have a $2 million operation. So you have a clean opinion. And then the last pages are the independent auditor's report required with the state of Oregon. And that one gets sent to Oregon, and basically it says that the court has properly maintained bank accounts that are within Oregon laws, chapters 294 and 295. The court is in compliance with its debt service requirements. The court has budgets legally adopted. The port carries insurance and fidelity bonds. The port complies with programs funded from outside sources. That means when you get a grant, you comply with what the grantor says that you're going to spend the money on. Your authorized investment of surplus funds is in the Oregon State LGIP pool, which is a safe place, very little risk. And then your compliance with public contracts when you have to go out and get bids on certain expenditures that are over a certain threshold amount. So all in all, the port is in compliance. The delay for getting the financial statements out was from switching from the accrual basis to the cash basis. What is really nice, drawing your attention to page I-4, by switching to the modified cash basis, it is now easier to manage by the bookkeeping and accounting department, lower cost to draft the financial statements, lower cost to audit the financial statements. It requires less experienced and educated staff. At this point in time, GASB, the Governmental Accounting Standards Board, is like up to number 187 or some such number like that, that municipalities have to be in compliance for the reporting. All it's doing is just adding layers and layers of bureaucracy. So these large corporations that have more than $25 million in resources a year pretty much have to have a CPA on staff. And trying to get a small entity to meet that criteria is just getting more and more difficult every day. So by switching to the cash basis, you're making it easier to track your expenses, easier to maintain your books and records, and it's also closer alignment with your budget. When you're preparing your budget, you look at how much money you have, in theory, you plan to have available, and then during the year, you make deposits, write checks, you compare what you've written against the budget to see if you're still in line with your budget. By being cash basis, you're following the money, and it just makes it a whole lot easier all the way around. And this cash basis accounting is acceptable under Oregon Municipal Audit Law. Now there's lots of pages in here. You've got financial statements, which shows your numbers. Then you have your notes to the financial statement, which describes in narrative form what those numbers mean. And in the back, you have your debt service requirements. Those are the payments that you still have to pay in the future. So taking a look at your transmittal letter on the economic factors, et cetera, the port is facing, and looking at the debt service over the future, the rest of these numbers are almost already a year old, and the new numbers coming up this year will be fitting into the same format. I don't recollect any major changes from last year to this year. It's just your basis of accounting has changed so that you keep better track of cash. Is there any specific questions? You're also welcome to call me at any time. Yes.
So with all the delays we had this year for this, are we going to get started like right away on the ones for next year so we are not this far behind?
Yes.
This coming year?
I believe Kim has made arrangements to talk with Jerry Burns, the CPA, the financial advisor. They're going to be making some changes in July, which is the beginning of your next fiscal year, revamping the chart of accounts. And effective July 1st, 2018, basically, I will be auditing your accounting transactions in QuickBooks, but tracing it to the bank statements. And as long as your bank statements are reconciled, I don't foresee any major problems in getting it out timely.
Great, great. I think it's a very good job. Very good job. Very good, Kim.
Thank you.
Yes, Kim has definitely got it going.
She sure does. And you did a very, very nice report just now, too.
Thank you.
Yeah. Ken, any questions?
No, that was...
It was well done.
Real concise, so...
Yeah. Joe?
Yeah. As long as Kim's got about cover.
Richard?
Richard, do you have any questions?
I do not. I thought the document was great, and it's pretty straightforward.
Okay, very good. Very good. I'm not used to seeing you in phone form, so if I skip you, I apologize, Richard.
That's all right. Caller.
I hear you. Thank you, Richard. Okay, well, thank you for your diligence. It was very, very well done. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you.
And thank you to your helper there. He must have some part in this.
Yes, yes.
I get drive.
Right.
Enjoy your drive back. Yeah.
My driver's sitting in front of you, so I understand drivers.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. All right. So can I get a motion to accept the CPA audit report for fiscal year 2017-18?
I'll make a motion. We accept this. Action item A, CPA audit report for fiscal years 2017 to 18.
Can I get a second?
I second it.
Gary, roll call, please.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Okay, with that being said, we're going to move to action item B, which is the supplemental budget. Gary?
I'll let Kim handle this one since she's here.
Great.
Well, during the special meeting in February 26, the board approved the purchase of a new golf cart for the RV park. And our original budget did not have any money allocated in capital outlay for those purchases, so this supplemental budget is needed to move the funds from materials and services to the capital outlay. And we also purchased two used electrical carts for port field staff. So, does anybody have any questions with the detail pages? It didn't change the actual resolution number. It's just moving the money from one line item to the next.
Okay. We still have the money going wherever it was appropriated for.
Well, it's in general funds, but it's being appropriated for capital outlay as opposed to material and services. And we're not going over budget.
Any questions, Joe?
No.
Any further discussion, Kim? Can we get a motion to approve the supplemental budget amendments as discussed by Kim Boom, our financial director?
I make a motion to adopt resolution number 523, resolution to adopt supplemental budget as presented.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Gary, roll call.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to move on to action item C. This is the added item. It has to do with surplus equipment, in particular, a wooden sailing vessel that's been in our yard that the port has acquired through non-payment of moorage. The vessel's name is Can You Go? Isn't that ironic?
No, it can't.
Gary, I'm going to let you start this discussion.
Yep. We've gone through the process of becoming the owner of the vessel. So now the next step is making it a surplus, and then the next step is selling it, because we do have some buyers. So.
Richard, do you hear what Gary is talking?
Yes, I heard it.
Okay, great. Discussion?
Is this boat, would it be sold as a unit? I mean, is it repairable?
Yeah, Travis has been talking to some buyers.
We've had a couple people that have been interested in it. It's an old, big wooden sailboat. It's not complete junk. I mean, it's usable. It's worth something to the right person, yeah.
Good.
Are one of the people you're talking to out of Toledo?
I believe so. Christopher Hicks.
Yeah,
I believe
great guy.
One of the names of one of the guys. That
very, very capable.
And he seemed really, really interested in it. So once we get this done, I think got good hopes of being able to get rid of it and not send it out of here in a dumpster.
Right.
Correct. Sure. Save us a lot of money.
Yep.
Joe, any discussion?
Did you
Ken, any further discussion?
No. This account?
No.
Or is it separate?
Separate.
Okay.
So, Gary, are you looking for a motion today from the board to direct you to go ahead and acquire a surplus status for this vessel?
Yes, I got a resolution for you guys to approve.
Okay.
That way we can get moving on, put it out to sell, and then we'll sell it to the high bidder.
Okay. So, can I get a motion to approve resolution number 524, the request for declaration of surplus property?
I make a motion to approve the vessel Can You Go as surplus equipment and be disposed of in a manner of, that's what you wanted? I thought you wanted this. I guess cancel my motion.
We want to approve the resolution.
I don't have that one. Oh, yes, I do. You're ahead of me. I make a motion to accept resolution number 524. Good enough?
Correct.
Good.
Any discussion, Richard?
No.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, so we have a second for the motion to accept the request for declaration of surplus property, resolution number 524. Gary, can we get a roll call for that, please?
Joe?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Okay, we have no informational items on the agenda today. So at this time, Kim, do I have the, right here, that's what I'm thinking. Okay. At this time, we're going to ask the public to step outside. We are going to adjourn into an executive session here momentarily. And if you want to wait around, please do so. Not much going to go on after executive session, but I always encourage everybody to stick around just in case. And thank everybody for coming.
Good night.
You're very welcome.
Good night.
Gary, you're a rascal, you know what?
Had a good night? Yeah.
Good.